8000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving San Marco at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to greet you on the air. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on our issue. We look forward to that each and every day. You make our program. We're delighted to bring the issues forward, allowing you to hear, perhaps for the first time, some of the things that's taking place in our world, some of the things that every Christian, conservative, and patriot, yes, I use the word conservative, a Democratic operative yesterday wanted to challenge the term conservative. I use the term conservative. I do so proudly. Yes, you won't find the word conservative in the Bible, but there is a Webster's Dictionary discussion of conservative which meets far and beyond that which you would ever think or believe the word conservative means. So I proudly identify as a Christian nationalist, conservative, central biblicist that will believe every word in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the word, the truth book. We do not base our analysis of the issues in the world today on some denominational dogma or political rhetoric or some philosophical idea. We base it on what the Word of God says. Yes, I believe that that is the fundamental foundation of all that we have in our world today. You can believe it, accept it, or reject it. That's your prerogative. It doesn't change the Word of God one jot or one tittle. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when we look at the issues we're talking about today, snitching on neighbors, police state, snitching on neighbors, police state. Perhaps you'll recall, ladies and gentlemen, that in Russia, China, North Korea, and other dictatorial nations, they operate on a police state basis. China in particular, every move that's made, every call that is made, every cell phone call that is made, every place that you go, is all under the ever-searching eye and the scrutiny of Big Brother by way of a sophisticated camera system. And ladies and gentlemen, the other nations, those nations I speak of, have systems of neighbors snitching on neighbors. And today, we're rapidly descending into the same system of snitching. We'll talk about that today. Would you believe that we have states in America that are instituting censorship snitching systems whereby they're encouraging and finding those that are neighbors that's willing to snitch on neighbors, tell what neighbors are doing, report what neighbors are saying, report where neighbors have gone, even to the point of reporting what you think your neighbor believes and is thinking about? Now, that is devolving to the lowest common denominator in any society. That's where we are today. We're going to be talking about that. Neighbors snitching on neighbors. We'll be looking at the weaponization of the snitching system through AI and what this administration, this meaning the Biden administration, what the Biden administration is doing today in instituting the snitching system, the censorship system. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply tuck this in while it crosses my mind. The closer we get to November the 5th, the greater we will see of the tightening of the belt of the snitching, tracing, tracking, reporting, monitoring, disallowing any conservative Christian communication that the administration, Big Brother, the government, thinks may be against the re-election of Joe Biden. And lest you forget it, I've said several times, and I could be wrong, but I believe Joe Biden will not be the candidate November the 5th. I believe that's going to be majorly altered when the 300 delegates meet the Democratic National Convention. I believe they're going to make a change, and Joe Biden will be off the ballot. That's just my thought. Love to hear yours. What are your thoughts about that? What do you think about neighbors snitching on neighbors? Would you be willing to pick up the telephone, call a hotline, 800 number, and report what your neighbor's doing, what your neighbor's saying, what you think they're doing? Maybe you've had a barbecue dinner with them, and they dislike Joe Biden, and they sent something negative. Would you pick up the phone and call? Would you notify Big Brother? Well, that's where we're rapidly descending into, is the neighbor snitching on neighbors mindset. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on a central biblicist worldview. That is, looking at what the Bible says. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, may I say this at the risk of redundancy? God created the home, God created government, and He created the church, and in that order. And whatever we speak about, whatever the subject may be, whatever category, we could call it political if you want to, biblical, theological, doctrinal, whatever, social, economic, whatever category, ladies and gentlemen, it's covered in the Word of God. From Genesis 1:1 through Revelation chapter 22, all of that's covered. So when we talk about these issues, make no mistake, we're talking about biblical issues. We're talking about theological, doctrinal issues. We're talking about political issues, as the world calls it. But the Bible calls it civil government. And we're talking about civil government issues. And it's all designed to warn us of the danger ahead. What we talk about, what we say, what we analyze and report to you are things that I believe ought to be said. Ezekiel 33 talked about the watchman on the wall, warning danger ahead, danger ahead, danger ahead. And may I say to you, we need to recognize the danger signals and be prayed up, planned, and prepared to face the danger. Jesus, speaking to His disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in My word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, truth does matter. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're at that point and juncture in society today. It was the latest survey on the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group. 55% of the millennials say that each person determines his or her own version of the truth. Truth matters. And ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I call on you each and every day. We need to be willing to stand and defend the truth while we yet have the freedom to do so, because those freedoms are being rapidly dissipated, rapidly eviscerated, rapidly destroyed and removed from us today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands with Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment, that's knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I get busy with communication today and forget it, let me remind you, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We'd love to hear your voice today, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Snitching on neighbors, police state, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that's okay? What are your thoughts on how do you stop it? What do you do? Well, let me just tuck this in. I believe first and foremost, we need to recognize this is coming through the Biden administration, and we need to be willing to say no to Joe. No more Joe. We need to vote, place somebody in office that's going to recognize our Bill of Rights, our religious liberties, our constitutional freedoms, and going to stand for those. That's the reason I say it takes a person, a candidate with a spine, a backbone, that's willing to stand up against the sewer and clean the sewer in Washington if we're going to have that. Our telephone lines are open, 904-831-0917. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over to question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. 1 Peter 4:15 there. Make sure that none of you suffers a murderer, a thief, or evildoer, or a troublesome meddler. And that's just one of many. It's a spirit of fear that creates that type of environment. The person that's telling on someone else then has to consume their mind with, am I going to be told on for doing something similar? So it breeds a spirit of fear, mistrust, and malcontent when you're supposed to be extending the gospel and brotherly love to your neighbor. There's a level of biblical discernment that has to be involved. Obviously, if your next-door neighbor is about ready to stab his wife or something along that nature, yeah, then I get it. But if they're over there and their grass is 1 inch too high, or they've got a Trump sign in their yard, you know, you're just being a troublesome meddler. And there's plenty of proverbs and plenty of biblical verses that admonish that type of behavior amongst people.
Jim, you're exactly right. Most of our listeners may not be aware that I believe it was some 70, 72 years in Russia, the old USSR, that people would walk to their front door of their apartment or their flat, as they used to be called. They would keep looking at the ground, looking at the feet as they'd walk, shuffling along, not even looking at a neighbor, making no eye contact, because that system was in place for that 70, 72 years, where a neighbor would tell on a neighbor. And as a result of that, neighbors would not even communicate with neighbors, didn't even want the neighbor to know their name, what they were doing, their work, or anything. And I believe that we're rapidly descending into the abyss, just as was found in Russia for all of those years. And it's not just with neighbor snitching on neighbor now, and I'll read some of those articles later in the broadcast, but it's Big Brother itself. Most of our listeners may not be aware, and I'm sure you are, may not be aware that everything we say, everything we do, every call, every text, every Instagram, everything on Facebook, everything on TikTok is all monitored, tracked, traced, and determined by Big Brother. Can that be allowed? And Jim, I believe, and you can comment on it, I believe the further along we get toward the 2024 election, I believe we're going to find within 90 to 60 days of the election time, a major, 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 may I say again, major shutout of any communication to prevent, of course, any misinformation or disinformation from being communicated or transmitted. That is the mindset of this administration. What are your thoughts?
I would agree with that statement wholeheartedly, because if we look at history, I mean, just look at an example would be Joseph Goebbels during World War II for the Third Reich regime there. They controlled all the media and the propaganda and the newspapers and what the people heard. And the people were basically had to live not only with the scenario of neighbor snitching out neighbor, but they had to live with those that were fully indoctrinated into that propaganda that were also against them. So if you wanted to be you wanted to expound the gospel, or you wanted to talk about anything outside of the state, you are liable to get that knock on the door. These things have happened in history and all throughout history there, and it's easy to ascertain that man is the cause of evil there. It's not God bringing, God will allow it, but it's not God that brings the evil. It's man himself that is evil. We're all sin cursed, and we're all liable to do these things, and people need to get into the scripture, get into the book, and learn what it's supposed to be, not this sin-filled world, this propaganda. Satan wants everybody against each other. That does more to gladden him than any other thing we can do.
Jim, you're exactly right. That's part and parcel of what we see in the expository study of the prophetic end times, is father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, etc., 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 brother against sister. That is the thing that divides us as a nation. Jim, I'm looking at this article. I'll read it, get your take on it, and then we'll go to our next caller. Headline, citizens in one state to turn their friends, family members, and strangers in. Subtitle, new scheme set up, reporting hotline for non-criminal basis or bias. This article reads in part, while the First Amendment protecting Americans' free speech hasn't itself been changed, its application certainly has. What with the Biden administration's colluding with big tech corporations to censor what Americans can hear and say. And the movement has reached a new peak with a plan in Washington State for a plan to set up government to be the basis of a watchdog system. American citizens in the northwestern state, will soon be able to turn in their friends, their neighbors, their family members, or even strangers for not only physical hate crime, but also expressions or their bias on issues. Now, that's my emphasis. For their expressions or their bias on issues. Then the article reads further. The report said the governor is expected to sign what is designated as a substitute Senate bill for Fitch 427, which was promoted as supporting people who have been targeted or affected by hate crimes and bias incidents. In other words, what that speech says is that it's designed for those that if you say something about a sodomite, if you say something about one that is, how would you say, carrying out or presenting the wicked, evil, ugly, unholy, ungodly aspects in society, then that is a hate crime, and it's supposedly designed for that. But it is all-encompassing. Anything that you see your friend, neighbor, relative doing that may even just be a bias of where they stand. This says its details, including a reporting hotline to track all incidents that will be run by the state's law enforcement department, end quote. Now, Jim, that is horrific in my eyes. It sets the stage and the standard for exacerbating what's already a horrible scenario with government intervention, big state bias. But it gets into the point where we are now putting the chessmen in place so that it becomes embraced and accepted by society for what the Antichrist will ultimately be able to do. This system, which would be a Hitler-style system, a Russian, German, Chinese-style system, North Korean system. North Korea, if you report that mom or dad's got a Bible, the hitmen will come in and wipe the family out just for owning a Bible. Jim, do you see this as a harbinger of worse things to come in this realm?
I see it as a harbinger of all things that are terrible. I mean, that was very loosely worded. I mean, I basically, from what you read to me there, I could call in on you and say that you're a drinker of whole milk, and those of us that drink 2% milk are deeply offended.
You're exactly right. That's my whole point. It sets up a snitch system that will divide the nation, and Jesus himself said, a divided nation cannot stand. A divided home cannot stand. It'll fall. And so this is part and parcel of what will bring about the total demise of the United States of America as a constitutional republic. Jim, it deserves our prayer, our consideration, and our foundation that we should continue to build on, which is the Word of God. Thank you so much for your input.
Thank you, sir.
Your call, your insight. And let's keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please. Kenneth, are you present?
But I tell you what, I just talked to a couple of my neighbors, and they were talking about how strong Biden is. I said, think about it, man. You know, you got illegals over here. You're kicking your kids out of school and put them in so they can survive. Once that money stop running, they are going to, it's going to be like chaos. It's going to be a revolution, I believe. And it is, it's just, I don't know, this administration, if they win again, America is through. America is through.
As the old cliche used to go, our goose would be cooked if we put Biden back in. And I'll talk about further in this broadcast today, is it possible for him to go back in? Absolutely, unequivocally. We're setting the stage now, Kenneth, for the election to be fraudulently stolen. Yes, stolen. In fact, the Democrats have already talked about it. The Democrats have already set the chessmen in place. They're saying at this moment, Kenneth, I want your response to this. The Democrats are presently saying behind closed doors, if Trump is elected, they will refuse to certify him to take his seat in the Oval Office. Now, that's exactly what they're claiming that the Republicans did in the 2020 election. That's exactly what they're trying to prosecute Trump for at this moment. And yet they're saying that's what they will do. What is your take on that? Do you believe they will? Do you believe they can succeed with that? Do you believe there will be an attempt to try to force Trump out of office even after he's been elected?
I believe so. I really do. And they don't take into consideration that Joe Biden was a vice president, having all these documents everywhere around, not secure, but Trump had his in a secure place. And that's why I don't understand. And he was the president. I remember the show he had called You're Fired. Then when he got in office, you're fired.
That's right. Well, one of the things, Kenneth, I read an article this morning, and I've got it someplace in my stacks, that when her, the special counsel that was investigating Biden on his documents, had him in seven different places, and his answer, yes. this is off the transcript of the interview by her, the chief counsel, special investigator. When asked the question about those documents in his garage, Joe Biden said, and I quote, "I don't know. I just know I came home one evening and those papers were scattered all over my garage," end quote. He didn't know how they got there. I reckon a thunderbolt hit. They landed from Mars. He didn't know what they were. They were marked classified, but he certainly wasn't responsible, according to the special counsel. He was not responsible because he is cognitively depleted, and so therefore you're not going to prosecute him. So if you take Trump, that's cognitively able, then we're going to prosecute him. We're going to try to destroy him. We're going to try to break him financially, break him politically, and ruin his candidacy. That's the mindset as I see it.
He was the president. He has the right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And declassify anything he wants. But a vice president, I don't think he has that power.
Well, not even that, but most of those documents were accumulated while he was senator. And a senator has, in fact, when those documents are taken out of what they call the skiff, when they're taken out of the secure location at the Capitol, they're not to be removed. They can be looked at or read, but evidently he took them out. Nobody said anything. They were stolen while he was in the Senate. And then as vice president, the same thing. And being available in his garage, being available in his office building that was totally secure, supposedly, but open for the Communist Party Chinese coming in and out at the Penn, his Penn State office as a result.
Didn't they furnish that? Didn't the Chinese furnish that?
Oh, yes. They furnished it and paid the rent. And supposedly it was safe. But the whole point being, we're looking at a system today that's devolving into a snitch system. We already know it's a police state. We already recognize that the federal government, with all of the three-letter acronym names, DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the DHS, IRS, et cetera, are all watching and reporting, even have a section of security in the U.S. Post Office that the postal carriers are supposed to report stuff, and they are monitoring mail and reporting it. We don't realize that our mail is being monitored and watched by the thugs with badges. So we're already in a police state, and now when it goes into a state level of snitching on neighbors, that caps it off for me.
Right? Can I say one more thing, Dr.
Yes,
Youngberg?
Sir. Go ahead.
Okay, I was talking to two of my neighbors, and I mean they're strong supporters for the Democratic Party. And I was telling them, I said, you don't see what this administration is doing? They're trying to bring chaos, you know, into this, in our country. So they could take over, you know, martial law and everything.
Yes, sir. But we're headed for that.
Sad, man. It's sad.
We're headed for that. Kenneth, there's one good, I would just say, shining daylight at the end of the tunnel. And that is that God is still on the throne. He's still sovereign. Mm-hmm. He's still in control. Mm-hmm. We need to look up, realize that he is in control, and ask him to give us wisdom and strength each and every day to be obedient to him. Looking forward to that great time that he's going to call us home to be with himself. Kenneth, thank you so much. God bless you. Spot on with your analysis. Keep working on those neighbors, by the way. See if they'll be willing to listen. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, snitching on neighbors, police state. I'll finish reading some more in this article. Headline, citizens in one state to turn in their friends, family, members, and strangers. New scheme is set up, reporting hotline for non-criminal bias, this article says. Its details include reporting hotline to track bias incidents that will be run by the state's law enforcement office. The report explained bluntly, to be clear, this isn't merely about going after people who have allegedly committed physical hate crimes. It also targets reports, incidents of persons hostile with expressions of animus toward other person, relating to other person's actual or perceived characteristics, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at neighbors snitching on neighbors. What do you think about that? Hang in there, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Be right back right after the news as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative.